Video: Cartel Gunman Executes Couple in Cancun Street. By Robert Arce on June 26, 2019. A Cancun security camera captured the double execution of a couple who was walking along a busy street Sunday night. The double execution was carried out by a cartel gunman this past Sunday at approximately 8:15 p.m. in Region 92, according to local reporting. Municipal police were alerted after receiving a report of shots fired and two citizens down. Police and Red Cross personnel responded to the scene where they discovered a male and female laying near a road. Both sustained multiple wounds. The victims were declared dead at the scene. The male received a wound to the back of the head and the female suffered several ones, according to Breitbart News law enforcement sources. Regio 92 is located approximately 8 miles from the main tourist hotel zone. A security video later released by local media outlets shows the moment of the double execution. The video shows the couple approaching an intersection when an unknown male runs up from behind, armed with a handgun, and shoots the male in the back of the head, then the female. The shooting of the female is obscured by an object at the intersection. The muzzle flash can be seen coming from the gunman's weapon as he fires numerous shots. No identities have been released as of now. According to witnesses, the gunman fled in a Nissan Versa-type vehicle. The killings occurred after a peaceful Sunday, which was marked by a presidential visit to the state. Earlier this month, Breitbart News reported on a cartel attack when gunmen ambushed Quintana Roo State Police traveling along a busy street in a non-duty vehicle. Also in June, an ambush left two cartel gunmen dead in Cancun after they attacked a state police convoy transporting prisoners to a hospital. Robert Arce is a retired Phoenix police detective with extensive experience working Mexican organized crime and street gangs. Arce has worked in the Balkans, Iraq, Haiti, and recently completed a 3-year assignment in Monterrey, Mexico, working out of the consulate for the United States Department of State, International Narcotics, and Law Enforcement Program, where he was the regional program manager for Northeast Mexico, Coahuila, Tamaulipas, Nuevo León, Durango, San Luis Potosí, Zacatecas,